In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shador being more comfortable in the wind and snow and making plays in not quite the snow globe game, but certainly pretty tedious circumstances, and being able to do that in the fourth quarter back-to-back times.
Yeah, great point. Like, we talk about growth and we talk about looking better from one week to the next and where we can find things that, like, we truly identify. On Wednesday, when Shador spoke to the media, I knew there was something different there because all he kept talking about is that Jerry Jeudy throw he had in the San Francisco game, and then going away from throwing the deep ball, going away from what he felt comfortable to do. And that's why all week long it turned into a big conversation. Are they going to let him loose? Are they going to let him loose? And I wasn't concerned about it because I knew Shador would go back to what he's comfortable with, and he got spooked in the 49ers game. In many ways, we can look at the 49ers game as almost a blessing. He got spooked in that game, and he didn't trust himself. And then you realize, going into this one, he wasn't going to let that happen twice. Mm-hmm. Like that, he learned his lesson. He touched the stove. He got burnt. He's not going to do that again. And that's why I think we saw the continued deep plays. And even after the interception, why he went back to having the deep plays. He learned.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was, to me, that's a... How do you respond to your biggest mistake? I mean, there was a part of me that was worried today. I was going to have to come in and be like, he lost the game. He did. I mean, that interception in that moment felt like, how are you going to come back from that? Me and my cabin guys were texting during the actual, I think it was with 9 minutes left, and I was like, I think Shador can get you a score here. I don't think he can get you two scores. He went and did it. He went and whether it was the weather, whether it was, you know, how do you respond to that twice? How do you get these guys how they were playing around him to score twice?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. Now, that being said.
Once the 2-point conversion failed the first one, I knew they were scoring a second time.
Oh, that's interesting.
I knew it. Oh, I knew it.
I thought it was going to be the death knell.
No, I was texting my buddies. The moment that 2-point conversion didn't hit the first time, I said, they're scoring a touchdown again, and they're going to end up losing the game. And it basically in very predictable fashion to how it went down, but I knew he was scoring again.
I remember surmising something like, I'd just be fitting if we actually scored it, and then the 2-point conversion was the difference. And lo and behold, the 2-point conversion was the difference. Well, after the game, again, it was Quinshon Judkins and Gage Larvadan on a trick play where Quinshon just abruptly forgot to, you know, pitch the ball. Totally normal play, right?
His brain stopped working. Yeah. I don't know. We can at some point dissect what happened.
Could it be that half of the Titans defense was within 3 yards of him? Because I think if you watch him, he's watching the wall of Titans. One of which I believe was T. Devondre Sweat. I think he was just watching them and like, I'm going to die. I honestly think he saw. Which is funny because I think the obvious is Gage Larvadan might have been able to waltz into the end zone.
Yeah, if he had just executed it. Yeah.
But obviously that was a pivotal point. Kevin Stefanski, tough, smart, accountable. Kevin Stefanski was asked about that decision and the decision to go for two and the play they called with Shador Sanders not on the field after the game.
What's supposed to happen on that last 2-point conversion?
Yeah, not going to get into all the specifics, Jeff, but obviously it did not go as we thought it would.
You make that call or did Tommy?
Yeah, I make every call. I make every call.
Why would you take him off?
Yeah, it's a 2-point play. Didn't come through on our first 2-point play. Got to the second 2-point play. We didn't come through, but that's on me.
Is that play call yours or Tommy's?
I'm responsible for all of it.
Kevin, on the first one, just I guess what prompted wanting to go for it in that scenario?
Yeah, it's a scenario that we talk about a lot. That's something that when you're down 14, feel good about the decision there. Didn't come through.
I don't honestly care about the decision to go for two. I understand that this is an analytically inclined organization, so they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's how the hell do you have a kid that is cooking, that is playing real football,
yeah,
and you take him, he's the reason why you get back into that game and you're in a position and you still feel the need. Listen, this whole thing is about evaluating, right, all these players, giving them chances to develop.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a great chance to build the confidence of Shador, or at least give him the experience of failing and learning from it. I'm cool failing going for 2 points with Shador. I'm not cool failing when you just take the ball out of the rookie quarterback's hand.
You got to give the ball to Shador in that moment. That's, I agree. That's the part that's inexcusable to me. Shador was one of the best red zone quarterbacks last year in all of college football. We know that it's a strength of his. And so the idea that they keep looking at these red zone situations as anything but a strength for him, I hope they get that right moving forward. But the idea that you turn it into a trick play, I don't know. Was your instant thought the same as mine in that they weren't trying to win this game?
I mean, I think that was, yeah, that, not for me. No, I think they were trying to win it. I think they were. I honestly think Kevin Stefanski thought that was the best play. Taking the ball out of Shador's hands was going to give them the best chance to win.
Okay, because if that was the case, then I in the moment, and because I was texting Buddy so I can remember it, I was thinking either he just is incredibly dumb when it comes to what he thinks about these type of situations right now, or he's trying to lose the game. Either one, it's not great. Like so much of that play was revolved around rookies performing their job at an extremely high rate between Larvadan and Judkins. And when you bring that much into the equation, and I know I get it, I'm asking a rookie in Shador Sanders to pull off the part two, but you're doing a trick play. These trick plays are not supposed to be as successful as the Browns think they are. It fell short for me.
So I think, to me, it's much more alarming. I think there's a fine difference between Kevin Stefanski is trying to lose and Kevin is checked out. And it's funny, like, we can get into this as the show goes on. I think Kevin knows. Not only do I think Kevin knows that the end is nigh, I think he'd welcome it. I think if you said right now to Kevin, you want to coach the final 4 weeks of this, or can we just fire you now?
Well, he sounded very defeated in the postgame.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, that was the biggest chicken bleep move of them all. I like Kevin.
Coach Riz loved it, by the way. Coach Riz thought there was accountability there.
Well, I understand why he likes it, because he basically said, it's my decision.
He took the bullets is what he did.
No, the problem is,
He stepped on the grenade.
The problem is, he took accountability by not taking accountability. So he took accountability for the play call without actually explaining why the hell Shador wasn't on the field. You owe it to Browns fans. And I'm sick of this organization thinking they don't owe it to Browns fans. There are, listen, 90% of stuff, you don't owe a damn thing to the Browns fans in way of explanations. In a game that was incredibly winnable with a team that, against all odds, was fighting back into that game, right? And a fan base that was in that game, when you make that decision to take the quarterback who led you back into this game, when you make the decision to pull him off the field, have a set and speak on it.
And so here's the problematic part of this, Nick, is that if you heard in the press conference, Stefanski had mentioned they had made the decision to do that play and go for it in that situation. But that play, that call, that little gadget play that we've been talking about, as the drive was progressing, this was not something that they came up with after they scored the touchdown and then saw the whole flow of how they even got to the end zone. They, again, this is Stefanski's words, and how he accounted for it was that they came up with all this as the play was, or as the drive was moving and they were going down the field. They had in the headset collectively come up with the idea that not only obviously you're going for it, you have to, but that was going to be their play call if in fact they got in the end zone. Now, for myself, I think that is, you talk about missing feel. That's missing feel for the game right there. Like, understanding what you're hot with, who's playing well in the moment. How'd you come up with that at like the 40-yard line as you're trying to drive down?
And why did the rest of the drive not change your mind? Why are you more comfortable with the game in the hands of Quinshon? And I love Quinshon, right? But you're running.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back than the quarterback that engineered not just one, but two, a game clinching and a game tying, or sorry, a drive to get back into the game and then potentially a game clinching drive.
All right,
that's
so,
just embarrassing.
We agree. We both hated the play call. I think that's the dumbest thing about it. I think we both also agree we didn't hate them going for two in many instances. The part that did bug me, though, and this is where I would push back on the idea of going for two, is yes, in most situations, that's right. And yes, it does give you the highest percentage chance of actually winning the game. All those things are true. You know what gives you the highest percentage chance of going into overtime, though, and this is irrefutable, this is also backed up by analytics, is kicking the extra points. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you don't kick the extra points is you're trying to avoid overtime, right? In my mind, though, the way that game was going, if you send this thing to overtime, you're winning that game.
Yeah.
Irrefutable to me, you're winning that game. The Browns defense had it locked down with Tennessee. They weren't able to move the ball, as evidenced by the drive that stopped in between the two touchdowns that you had. And like, you go to overtime, you win that game. And so like, I just feel like that was the feel that was missed within this, is that if you kick the extra points, you send it to overtime, I can all but assure you that you take home that win.
216-474-0092. Obviously, we're reacting to the Cleveland Browns loss here in the 2-point conversion. And just, I want to give Stefanski credit for just taking one on the chin for Tommy Rees and saying, hey, everything's at my feet, all right? That is accountability, except when you use that as a reason to not explain why Shador wasn't on the field in that scenario.
Yeah, and just bypass it all.
Yes, because that's the more important part. Going for it to me, all right. Yeah, that's give me some insight on that.
If you're going to have stones and go for it, you might as well be able to back it up in the postgame.
Also, it is your fault. You're the head coach, right? You've allowed Bubba Ventrone to continue to be employed. You allow that decision. Kevin Stefanski can veto that play. Like, the amount of people on Twitter yesterday, they're like, wow, but he didn't call that play. Yes, but he allowed it to happen.
Well, again, as discussed, they had themselves discussed what the play was mid-drive. They had already, that was a collective. Like, we try to figure out what parts aren't or aren't.
10 minutes real time.
That's a collective decision that they had made in real time as the drive was progressing, that's what they wanted to do.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.